How to make smart decisions every time, written and published by Audiobook Spot. Introduction. Every single day, you make decisions. Some are small, like what to eat for breakfast or which route to take to work. Others are big, like choosing a career, handling relationships, or managing money. Every decision shapes your future, whether you realize it or not. Smart decisions don't just happen by luck. They come from knowing what to focus on, when to trust yourself, and how to avoid common mistakes. Many people struggle with decisions. Some overthink, getting stuck in endless worry. Others rush into choices without thinking things through. Some regret decisions long after making them, unsure how to fix the situation. The good news is that decision-making is a skill, and like any skill, it can be improved. When you understand the right way to approach choices, you gain control over your life instead of letting circumstances or emotions decide for you. This book will give you the tools to make better choices in every area of life. You will learn how to avoid overthinking, trust the right instincts, and prevent regret. You'll understand when to decide quickly and when to take your time. You'll get practical steps for handling decisions about money, career, health, and relationships. Even when you make a mistake, you'll know how to fix it fast and move forward. Smart decisions lead to a smarter life. When you improve your decision-making, everything changes: your confidence, your success, and your ability to handle challenges. This isn't about being perfect. It's about making the best choices you can with the information you have and learning from every experience. By the end of this book, you won't just hope you're making the right choices, you'll know you are. Chapter 1. Smart Decisions, Smart Life. Every day, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, you make choices. Some are simple, like what to wear or what to eat. Others are more significant, like deciding whether to take a new job, end a relationship, or start a new habit. These decisions shape the direction of your life. The reality is, every choice, no matter how small it seems, has an impact. A single decision might not change everything overnight, but over time, the choices you make determine the life you live. There's a common misconception that smart decision-making is reserved for highly intelligent people or those with years of experience. But making good choices is not about being the smartest person in the room. It's about having the right approach, using logic instead of impulse, and trusting a process instead of relying purely on emotions. Smart decisions aren't random. They come from awareness, strategy, and action. And the better you become at making them, the more control you have over your future. Many people struggle with decision-making because they overthink, second-guess themselves, or let fear dictate their choices. They hesitate, waiting for perfect clarity before taking action. But waiting for absolute certainty is one of the biggest traps in life. No one can predict the future with complete accuracy. And if you spend too much time stuck in doubt, you end up going nowhere. Successful people understand that making a choice, even an imperfect one, is better than standing still. The ability to decide with confidence is one of the most valuable skills you can develop. A major problem people face is not realizing how much control they actually have. They assume their circumstances are dictated by fate, luck, or other people's decisions. But in reality, most of what happens in life is a result of personal choices. If someone is unhappy with their job, they can choose to look for a new one, learn new skills, or start their own business. If they feel stuck in an unhealthy relationship, they can decide to address the problem or walk away. Every situation, no matter how difficult, offers choices. Recognizing this power is the first step toward making smarter decisions. One of the biggest obstacles to good decision-making is emotional interference. Fear, excitement, frustration, and impatience can cloud judgment. A choice made in the heat of the moment often leads to regret later. Smart decision makers take a step back, separate emotions from logic, and look at the situation from a rational perspective. It's not about ignoring feelings, but about making sure they don't take control. Decisions based on short-term emotions often lead to long-term consequences. Understanding this can prevent many mistakes. A common mistake people make is rushing into decisions without fully thinking them through. On the other hand, some people analyze a decision so much that they get stuck and never act. The key is finding the balance. Not every decision requires deep thought. Some choices can be made quickly because the risks are low and the outcomes are clear. Others need time, consideration, and weighing different factors before deciding. Knowing when to act fast and when to slow down is a crucial skill that separates successful decision makers from those who struggle. One of the most effective ways to ensure smart choices is to think beyond the present moment. It's easy to get caught up in what feels good right now, but short-term pleasure often leads to long-term problems. Smart decisions take the future into account. Before making a choice, it's important to ask, will this decision benefit me a year from now? 5 years from now? If the answer is no, it might not be the right move. Thinking ahead prevents regret and ensures that today's choices create a better tomorrow. Doubt often keeps people from making decisions. The fear of making the wrong choice can be paralyzing, but the truth is, no decision is perfect. Even the smartest choices carry some level of uncertainty. The goal isn't to avoid mistakes completely, but to make the best decision possible with the information available. If a mistake happens, it becomes a lesson, not a failure. Learning from past decisions strengthens the ability to make better ones in the future. No one gets everything right all the time, but those who keep making choices and learning from them always move forward. The mind plays tricks when faced with a difficult decision. It magnifies risks, exaggerates fears, and highlights all the reasons why something might go wrong. But in reality, most of these fears never happen. People spend too much time worrying about things that never come true. Recognizing these mental patterns helps in breaking free from unnecessary hesitation. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, it's more effective to think about what could go right. The mind can either be an enemy or an ally in decision-making, depending on how it is trained. Success in life comes down to mastering decisions. The more deliberate, thoughtful, and strategic someone becomes with their choices, the more their life improves. It doesn't mean every decision will always be the right one, but having a solid process ensures that mistakes are minimized and progress is steady. Each choice builds upon the last, creating momentum toward the future. Making smart decisions consistently leads to confidence, stability, and the ability to handle challenges without fear. There's a simple truth that applies to everyone. Life will keep presenting choices, and those choices will determine the path ahead. Every decision has power. Whether it's a small daily habit or a major life change, every choice adds up. Becoming someone who makes smart decisions every time isn't about perfection. It's about having a mindset that prioritizes clarity, logic, and action. The ability to decide well is one of the greatest strengths anyone can develop, and once it becomes a habit, success in every area of life follows naturally. Chapter 2. The Three Pillars of Every Smart Decision. Every smart decision stands on a solid foundation. It's never just a random guess or a lucky choice. There are core principles that shape every great decision. And once you understand them, making the right choices becomes second nature. It's like building a house. The strength of the structure depends on the foundation underneath it. Without a solid base, even the best-looking plans will collapse. The same goes for decision-making. When the foundation is strong, choices become clearer, results improve, and life moves in the right direction. A strong decision doesn't come from impulse, pressure, or blind emotion. It comes from a combination of three essential factors: understanding the situation, thinking long-term, and taking responsibility for the outcome. These three pillars support every great decision, no matter how big or small. Without them, choices become unstable, leading to regret, mistakes, and wasted opportunities. Once these pillars are in place, smart decision-making becomes effortless. They bring clarity when the mind is clouded, confidence when doubt creeps in, and stability when emotions try to take control. Understanding the situation is the first and most crucial factor. Many bad decisions happen because people don't take the time to see the full picture. They act on assumptions instead of facts, let emotions distort reality, or jump to conclusions too quickly. A clear understanding means looking at the details without bias, gathering the right information, and asking the right questions. It means stepping back and seeing all angles instead of just reacting to the most obvious part of the problem. A decision made without fully understanding the situation is like driving at night without headlights. It's dangerous, and almost always leads to the wrong destination. Thinking long-term separates impulsive decisions from wise ones. Many people make choices based on how they feel in the moment, not on what will benefit them in the future. The problem is that short-term pleasure often leads to long-term pain. Quick emotional reactions might feel right at the time, but they rarely create lasting success. A strong decision always considers what lies ahead. It's about looking beyond today and seeing how this choice will affect tomorrow, next year, and even a decade from now. The smartest choices aren't the ones that bring instant gratification, but the ones that create lasting growth and stability. Taking responsibility is the final and most empowering piece. Every decision carries consequences, and the ability to own those consequences, whether good or bad, separates strong decision makers from weak ones. Many people avoid responsibility, blaming circumstances, luck, or other people when things go wrong. But shifting blame only leads to repeated mistakes. True control comes from knowing that every choice made is a personal responsibility. It means being fully aware that whatever happens next is a result of the decision made today. When responsibility is embraced, fear of making the wrong choice fades. Instead of worrying about what could go wrong, focus shifts to learning, improving, and making the best possible move with the information available. These three pillars, understanding the situation, thinking long-term, and taking responsibility, are the foundation of every smart decision. Without them, choices become unstable, influenced by emotions, external pressure, and short-term thinking. But when these pillars are strong, decisions become easier, confidence grows, and life moves forward in the right direction. Every great decision maker in history, from business leaders to athletes to innovators, follows these principles, whether they realize it or not. It's not about being perfect, it's about having a solid process that consistently leads to better outcomes. Many people struggle with decisions because they ignore one of these pillars. Some focus only on the facts, but forget to consider how their choices will affect the future. Others think ahead, but don't take full responsibility for their actions. Some people take responsibility, but make rushed choices without understanding the full picture. Smart decisions require balance. They require awareness of the present, a vision for the future, and the discipline to own every outcome. When these principles become second nature, decision-making transforms from something stressful into something empowering. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by choices, a sense of control takes over. Instead of fearing mistakes, every decision becomes an opportunity to learn and grow. With a strong foundation, even the most challenging choices become manageable. The ability to decide well isn't reserved for a select few, it's a skill anyone can develop. And once it's mastered, life becomes a series of intentional, well-thought-out steps toward success. Chapter 3. When to decide fast versus when to think longer. Every decision has a rhythm. Some choices demand speed, while others require patience. Knowing when to act fast and when to slow down can be the difference between success and regret. Life moves quickly, and the ability to make decisions at the right pace is what separates those who move forward with confidence from those who hesitate and miss opportunities. It's not about rushing blindly or delaying endlessly, it's about understanding the situation and choosing a response that matches the moment. There are times when speed is essential. In high-pressure situations, hesitation can cost opportunities, and overthinking can create unnecessary doubts. When faced with decisions that have clear outcomes or low risks, quick action is often the best approach. Deciding what to eat, which route to take, or whether to accept an obvious opportunity shouldn't take excessive thought. Wasting too much time on small decisions drains energy that should be reserved for more important choices. Fast decision-making isn't about being reckless, it's about recognizing when there's enough information to move forward without unnecessary delay. Some choices carry greater weight and require deeper thought. When faced with life-changing decisions, changing careers, moving to a new city, or making a major financial commitment, slowing down is the smarter path. Rushing into big decisions can lead to regrets that are difficult to undo. Taking time to gather information, weigh different options, and consider long-term consequences is essential. A well-thought-out choice often leads to better outcomes than an impulsive one. The key is knowing when a decision truly requires more time and when delaying is just an excuse to avoid action. Indecision is one of the biggest obstacles to progress. Some people spend so much time analyzing every possible outcome that they never make a choice. Fear of making the wrong move keeps them stuck in the same place, constantly second-guessing themselves. The truth is, no decision comes with a guarantee. Every choice carries some level of uncertainty, but waiting for absolute certainty leads to missed chances. The best way to overcome indecision is to set a deadline. Giving a choice too much time often leads to unnecessary stress. Decisions should have a balance, enough time to think, but not so much time that doubt takes over. Emotions play a major role in how quickly decisions are made. When faced with excitement, fear, or pressure, the mind can push for an immediate reaction. Acting purely on emotion often leads to choices that feel right in the moment, but cause problems later. Taking a step back, breathing, and allowing emotions to settle creates space for clearer thinking. A decision made with a calm mind is almost always better than one made in an emotional rush. On the other hand, delaying a decision out of fear can be just as harmful. Learning to separate emotions from logic allows for more balanced choices. Experience shapes decision-making speed. The more familiar a situation is, the faster the right choice can be made. An experienced driver reacts quickly to road conditions without overthinking. A skilled business leader makes financial decisions with confidence because they have seen similar situations before. The brain builds patterns over time, making certain choices almost automatic. For unfamiliar situations, slowing down and gathering more knowledge is necessary. The key is to recognize when experience provides enough confidence to act quickly and when a situation requires deeper analysis. External pressure often influences decision speed. In a world that moves fast, people feel the need to keep up. Social expectations, deadlines and outside opinions can push decisions to be made too quickly. While responding to urgency is sometimes necessary, choices should always align with personal values and goals. The pressure to act fast should never override the need for clarity. Making decisions based on what truly matters, rather than outside expectations, leads to a more fulfilled life. Taking control of decision-making speed, instead of being controlled by external forces, is a skill that leads to better outcomes. Some of the best decisions come from trusting instincts. When a choice feels right deep down, it often is. The mind processes information faster than conscious thought, picking up on details that aren't always immediately obvious. However, instinct should not replace logic. A balance between intuition and reason creates the best results. If a decision feels right but the facts don't support it, taking a moment to re-evaluate is wise. If the facts are clear but something feels off, there may be missing information. Smart decision-making involves listening to both instinct and logic to find the best path forward. Regret often comes from either rushing into a bad decision or waiting too long and missing an opportunity. Looking back, people rarely regret acting when they had enough information. More often, they regret staying stuck in indecision. Time is a valuable resource, and every choice affects the future. Developing a sense of when to act quickly and when to slow down creates a life of fewer regrets and more confidence. The ability to adjust decision speed based on the situation is a skill that brings success in every area of life. Chapter 4. How to avoid overthinking everything. The mind is always searching for answers, turning over possibilities, weighing risks, and trying to predict outcomes. Thinking is necessary for making good decisions, but when thoughts start looping in circles, clarity disappears. Overthinking doesn't lead to better decisions, it leads to hesitation, self-doubt, and exhaustion. The more time spent analyzing the same problem without taking action, the harder it becomes to make any decision at all. Instead of feeling in control, the mind becomes a battlefield of endless what-ifs, preventing forward movement. The fear of making a mistake feeds the cycle, making even simple choices feel overwhelming. There is a difference between careful thinking and overthinking. Careful thinking is focused, intentional, and productive. It gathers facts, considers options, and leads to a decision. Overthinking, on the other hand, is an uncontrolled spiral of thoughts that never reaches a conclusion. It often disguises itself as being responsible or thorough, but in reality, it creates unnecessary stress. The more the mind obsesses over every possible outcome, the harder it becomes to trust any choice. Instead of reducing risk, it amplifies fear. The longer a decision is delayed, the more it feels impossible to make. One of the biggest reasons people overthink is the belief that a perfect decision exists. They assume that if they analyze a situation long enough, they will find an answer with no risk, no uncertainty, and no possibility of regret. But perfection is an illusion. Every choice carries some level of unknowns, and no amount of thinking can eliminate them completely. The best decision makers understand that waiting for a perfect answer leads to inaction. Instead of looking for perfection, they focus on making the best choice with the information they have. Accepting that no decision is ever 100% perfect frees the mind from endless doubt. Overthinking is often fueled by a fear of failure. The mind imagines worst-case scenarios, convincing itself that making the wrong choice will lead to disaster. But in reality, most mistakes are not as serious as they seem. The world doesn't end because of one bad decision. In fact, mistakes are often the fastest way to learn and grow. Avoiding decisions out of fear creates more problems than making a wrong choice ever could. The truth is, no one can predict the future with absolute certainty. The only way to know if a decision is right is to make it and move forward. Even if things don't go as planned, adjustments can always be made. One of the most effective ways to stop overthinking is to set a deadline for decisions. When a choice is left open-ended, the mind will keep revisiting it, searching for more certainty. But the longer a decision is delayed, the more pressure builds, making it even harder to decide. Setting a specific time limit forces the mind to focus, gather relevant information, and commit to a choice. Whether it's 5 minutes, a day, or a week, having a clear endpoint prevents unnecessary mental loops. Making a decision and moving forward is always better than staying stuck in endless analysis. Another way to break the habit of overthinking is to trust previous experiences. Every decision made in the past has provided lessons and knowledge. Even choices that didn't go as planned have added to personal wisdom. Recognizing patterns in past decisions makes future ones easier. If a similar situation has been faced before, there's already enough knowledge to decide without endless doubt. Trusting past experiences builds confidence, and confidence reduces the need for overanalysis. The mind will always try to question and challenge decisions, but relying on personal history provides a foundation for action. Taking action is the most powerful way to overcome overthinking. The mind often tricks itself into believing that more thinking equals better outcomes, but in reality, progress only happens through action. A decision, no matter how well thought out, means nothing until steps are taken. Action creates momentum, and momentum builds clarity. Once movement starts, the brain shifts focus from worrying about outcomes to handling what's in front of it. The best way to clear mental fog is to step forward. The moment action is taken, overthinking loses its power. Training the mind to think clearly instead of endlessly is a skill that improves every aspect of life. Learning when to think deeply and when to stop analyzing is a key part of making smart decisions. The goal is not to ignore important details, but to recognize when thinking has reached the point of diminishing returns. Once the necessary information is gathered, once the pros and cons are considered, the next step is always action. Overthinking drains energy and creates stress, but making a decision and moving forward brings freedom. Chapter 5. The best trick to avoid regretting a choice. Regret has a way of lingering, filling the mind with thoughts of what could have been. It creeps in after a decision has been made, whispering that a different choice might have led to a better outcome. The weight of regret can be heavy, turning past decisions into a source of stress rather than learning. But regret isn't a signal to dwell on the past. It's a tool that, when used correctly, can sharpen decision-making skills and create a better future. The key is not to avoid regret entirely, but to understand how to move forward without letting it take control. Most regret comes from second-guessing choices after they've been made. The mind replays the situation, looking for where things could have gone differently, comparing reality to imagined scenarios. This habit creates frustration because the past cannot be changed. No amount of wishing, analyzing, or criticizing will undo a choice that has already been made. Instead of focusing on what went wrong, the smartest approach is to extract valuable lessons and shift attention to what can still be influenced. Regret becomes harmful only when it prevents action. When used wisely, it becomes a teacher rather than a burden. One of the quickest ways to avoid deep regret is to make peace with the fact that no decision is perfect. Every choice comes with risks, unknowns, and possible downsides. Even the best decisions can lead to unexpected results. Waiting for a choice that has no drawbacks or risks leads to endless hesitation. Instead of chasing perfection, the focus should be on making the best possible decision with the available information. Accepting that mistakes are a natural part of life removes the pressure to always get things exactly right. Regret often grows from choices made based on emotions rather than reason. When emotions take over, they cloud judgment, making impulsive decisions feel right in the moment, but wrong in the long run. Acting out of anger, fear, or excitement can lead to choices that later seem foolish or unnecessary. While emotions are important, they should never be the sole guide in decision-making. Taking a step back, allowing feelings to settle, and thinking clearly before acting reduces the chance of looking back with disappointment. A strong decision is one that holds up not just in the present, but also in the future. Many people regret the things they didn't do more than the things they did. Missed opportunities, chances not taken, and words left unspoken often leave a deeper mark than actions that led to mistakes. Fear of failure or rejection can prevent bold choices, but in the end, avoiding risk often leads to more regret than taking a chance and learning from the outcome. Living with a mindset that prioritizes action over hesitation creates a life with fewer what-ifs. The best way to avoid regretting lost opportunities is to recognize them when they appear and have the courage to move forward. The opinions of others often shape decisions more than they should. Many regrets come from choices made to please someone else rather than staying true to personal values and goals. Society, family, and friends all have expectations, and it's easy to feel pressured into making decisions that align with what others want. But at the end of the day, the person who has to live with the consequences is the one making the choice. A life built on trying to satisfy everyone else leads to frustration and missed fulfillment. Prioritizing personal values over external expectations reduces regret and increases long-term happiness. Another way to prevent regret is to trust the ability to adapt. No decision is permanent, and even if things don't go as planned, adjustments can always be made. The fear of making a wrong choice often comes from the belief that it will be impossible to fix later. But most decisions are not final, and life is full of opportunities to correct, adjust, and improve. Even when things don't go as expected, new paths open up. A decision that seems like a mistake today may lead to something unexpectedly positive in the future. Viewing choices as stepping stones rather than traps creates freedom and confidence. Time changes perspective. What feels like a bad decision in the moment may turn out to be a valuable lesson down the road. Regret often comes from short-term thinking, focusing only on immediate results rather than the bigger picture. Life is a long journey, and a single decision rarely defines an entire future. What matters is the ability to learn, grow, and keep moving forward. Instead of letting regret become a heavy weight, it can be used as a tool for making better decisions in the future. Every choice, whether good or bad, is part of a larger process of growth. The past cannot be rewritten, but the future is still open. Holding on to regret only takes away from the energy needed to create something better. The focus should always be on what can still be changed, improved, or built. No matter what choices have been made before, today offers the chance to make new ones. Decisions shape the future, and moving forward with confidence is the best way to ensure that regret never holds too much power. The smartest choice is always the one that allows growth, learning, and forward movement. Chapter 6. Trust your gut versus trust the facts. Which one wins? The mind is always working, processing information, analyzing situations, and making sense of the world. When faced with decisions, there are two forces at play, instinct and logic. One comes from deep within, a feeling that doesn't always have a clear explanation. The other is built on facts, evidence, and careful analysis. Both have their strengths, but knowing when to trust intuition and when to rely on reason is what separates good decisions from great ones. Instinct often appears as a sudden feeling, an inner pull toward a certain choice. It doesn't come from conscious thought, but from patterns the brain has picked up over time. Experience, past situations, and subconscious observations all shape this inner voice. It's why a seasoned athlete reacts in a split second without thinking, why a doctor senses something is wrong before tests confirm it, and why a person feels uneasy about someone, despite no obvious reason. The mind processes information faster than it can put into words, and intuition is often the result of years of unnoticed learning. Logic, on the other hand, is deliberate. It requires gathering facts, comparing options, and weighing pros and cons. It breaks decisions down step by step, removing emotions to focus on what makes the most sense. It's what helps a business leader analyze market trends, an engineer solve a complex problem, and a traveler plan the best route. Logic provides structure and clarity, reducing the chance of acting on impulse. It ensures that decisions aren't made purely on feelings, but on a foundation of solid reasoning. The challenge comes when intuition and logic seem to pull in different directions. Sometimes, facts point toward one choice, but something deep inside says otherwise. Other times, instincts push toward a decision, but logic raises concerns. The key is not to see them as opposing forces, but as two sides of the same process. Both intuition and reasoning have their place, and the smartest decisions come from knowing which to trust in different situations. In high-pressure moments where time is limited, instincts often lead the way. When faced with a split-second decision, the brain doesn't have the luxury of careful analysis. It relies on past experience, quickly pulling together everything it knows to guide the next move. In these moments, questioning instinct too much can slow reaction time and create doubt. Overthinking a decision that requires immediate action can lead to hesitation, which is sometimes worse than making the wrong choice. Trusting intuition in familiar situations allows for quick, confident decisions. When a decision has long-term consequences, logic takes priority. Major life choices, changing careers, making large investments, or committing to a long-term goal require careful thought. Relying solely on feelings in these cases can lead to overlooking important details. Logical thinking provides structure, ensuring that emotions don't push toward a choice that isn't truly beneficial. Taking the time to evaluate options, consider risks, and gather necessary information prevents impulsive mistakes. A strong decision balances what feels right with what makes sense. Some of the worst decisions happen when emotions cloud both instinct and logic. Fear can make a choice seem more dangerous than it really is. Excitement can make a risky option look better than it actually is. Anxiety can make every option feel wrong. When emotions take over, neither intuition nor reason functions properly. Pausing, stepping back, and allowing emotions to settle is crucial before making any decision. A calm mind is better at distinguishing between a gut feeling based on experience and an emotional reaction based on temporary feelings. Experience strengthens both intuition and logic. The more situations a person faces, the better their instincts become. At the same time, exposure to different challenges sharpens logical thinking. Those who have made tough choices before develop a stronger sense of when to trust their gut and when to step back and analyze further. Learning from past decisions, both good and bad, builds the ability to recognize patterns and make smarter choices in the future. Trust is the foundation of strong decision-making. Trusting instincts means recognizing that the mind has gathered knowledge over time, even if it can't explain why a certain choice feels right. Trusting logic means believing in the process of careful thinking and analysis. The best decisions don't come from choosing one over the other, but from learning how to use both in a way that leads to clear, confident choices. Every situation is different, but the ability to balance intuition and reason is what allows for smart decisions every time. Chapter 7. Money Choices. How to spend, save, and invest wisely. Money decisions shape the future in ways that aren't always obvious at first. Small choices add up over time, creating either financial security or unnecessary struggle. Every purchase, investment, and savings habit affects long-term stability, even when it doesn't seem significant in the moment. The way people handle money isn't just about numbers, it's a reflection of priorities, discipline, and the ability to think ahead. Smart financial choices come from understanding the balance between enjoying life today and preparing for the future. Spending is easy. Every day presents opportunities to buy something new, upgrade to something better, or chase temporary comfort. Marketing, social pressure, and convenience make it tempting to spend without much thought. A sale feels like a good deal, a luxury item seems like a reward, and an impulse buy provides a momentary thrill. The problem isn't spending itself, it's spending without awareness. When money is spent carelessly, it leads to regret, stress, and limits future choices. On the other hand, intentional spending ensures that every dollar goes towards something truly valuable. Saving money isn't just about putting cash aside, it's about creating freedom. Having savings means having the ability to handle unexpected expenses without panic. It means being able to make career moves without being trapped by financial obligations. It provides security in tough times and opportunities in good times. Many people avoid saving because it feels restrictive, but in reality, it's the opposite. The more financial stability a person has, the more control they have over their own life. Saving isn't about deprivation. It's about ensuring a better future. Investing is where money starts working, instead of just sitting. While saving protects against emergencies, investing builds long-term wealth. Understanding where to put money is just as important as earning it. Some people fear investing because they worry about risk, but avoiding it completely is also a risk. Inflation makes money lose value over time, and relying only on savings means slowly falling behind. Smart investing isn't about chasing fast profits, it's about steady, well-researched choices that grow wealth over time. Even small investments, if made wisely, can create big results in the future. Debt is one of the biggest obstacles to financial freedom. Borrowing can be useful when done wisely, but debt taken on without a plan quickly becomes a burden. Credit cards, loans, and unnecessary financing deals make it easy to spend money that doesn't exist yet. The problem isn't just the debt itself, it's the cost of interest, the stress of payments, and the loss of financial flexibility. The best way to avoid bad debt is to live within means, separate wants from needs, and only borrow when it serves a clear purpose. Paying off debt quickly frees up income for things that truly matter. One of the biggest traps in money decisions is trying to impress others. Many financial mistakes come from the desire to keep up with social expectations. Expensive clothes, luxury cars, and high-status purchases often have more to do with image than actual value. The most financially secure people focus on what improves their own lives rather than trying to prove something to others. Wealth isn't about looking rich, it's about having control over financial choices. Prioritizing personal goals over external approval leads to smarter spending and a more fulfilling life. The best financial decisions come from patience and long-term thinking. Instant gratification is tempting, but real financial success is built over time. Quick money schemes, reckless investments, and impulse purchases rarely lead to lasting wealth. The people who build financial stability are the ones who think years ahead, not just days or weeks. They understand that small, consistent actions, saving a portion of every paycheck, avoiding unnecessary debt, making thoughtful investments, create big results over time. Money decisions made with the future in mind always lead to better outcomes. The way money is handled determines the level of freedom a person has. Financial stress comes from poor planning, impulsive choices, and ignoring long-term consequences. On the other hand, financial confidence comes from making decisions with clarity, discipline, and a clear sense of purpose. Money is a tool. It can either be controlled or it can take control. Smart financial choices create opportunities, security, and a future with fewer limitations. No matter where someone starts, better money decisions today will always lead to a stronger position tomorrow. Chapter 8. Career decisions. Picking the right job or business. Choosing a career is one of the most important decisions in life. It determines not only financial stability, but also personal fulfillment, growth, and daily happiness. Some people chase money, others follow passion, and many struggle to find the balance between the two. The best career choices are made with a clear understanding of skills, interests, and long-term goals. Making smart career decisions means thinking beyond the present moment and considering where each step will lead in the future. Many people fall into careers without making a conscious choice. They take the first opportunity that comes, follow what others expect, or stay in a job simply because it's comfortable. Over time, they realize they're not truly satisfied, but fear and uncertainty hold them back from making a change. The key to career success isn't just working hard, it's choosing the right path in the first place. Hard work in the wrong direction leads to frustration, while the right work done consistently leads to both success and satisfaction. Passion is often seen as the most important factor in choosing a career, but passion alone isn't enough. Loving something doesn't always mean it will provide a stable income, and not every passion needs to be a profession. Instead of only chasing what feels exciting, smart career choices consider skills, market demand, and long-term potential. The best path is one that combines interest with opportunity, allowing for both enjoyment and financial security. Sometimes passion grows after developing expertise in something valuable rather than being the starting point. Money matters, but choosing a career only for financial gain leads to burnout and dissatisfaction. A high-paying job that brings constant stress or lack of fulfillment becomes a burden over time. On the other hand, doing what's enjoyable without financial stability creates anxiety and limitations. The smartest career decisions balance financial goals with personal well-being. A sustainable career is one that provides both stability and a sense of purpose, allowing for growth without sacrificing health or happiness. Growth opportunities matter as much as the initial choice. A career isn't just about where it starts, but where it can lead. Some paths offer quick rewards but little long-term potential, while others may take time but open bigger doors in the future. Making smart career choices means thinking ahead, asking where a certain job will lead in 5 or 10 years, and choosing paths that allow for continuous improvement. Skills that are valuable today might change in the future, so adaptability is just as important as expertise. The environment plays a huge role in career satisfaction. A good salary can't make up for a toxic workplace, and even the most interesting job becomes difficult if the culture is draining. Smart career decisions consider not just the work itself, but also the people, values, and work-life balance that come with it. Being surrounded by the right environment makes it easier to grow, stay motivated, and perform at a high level. The best opportunities are those where both personal and professional well-being are supported. Risk is always part of career decisions. Staying in one place feels safe, but it can also lead to stagnation. Taking on new challenges, learning new skills, or even switching paths entirely can be intimidating, but growth comes from stepping outside of comfort zones. Smart career moves involve calculated risks, ones that have clear potential benefits and align with long-term goals. Fear of failure keeps many people stuck, but the greatest success comes from those willing to take strategic steps toward better opportunities. Every career decision shapes the future, and even small choices add up over time. The jobs taken, skills learned, and risks embraced all play a role in building a fulfilling and successful career. Making smart career choices means being intentional, thinking beyond immediate rewards, and choosing paths that allow for both stability and growth. The right decisions lead to a career that not only pays well but also provides purpose, satisfaction, and long-term success. Chapter 9. Health and lifestyle choices. Decisions that shape your future. Health and lifestyle choices shape every part of life. The food eaten, the amount of movement each day, the sleep routine, and even the way stress is handled all contribute to energy levels, mental clarity, and long-term well-being. Every small decision builds upon the next, creating either a strong, healthy foundation or a series of habits that lead to exhaustion and decline. Making smart choices about health isn't just about living longer, it's about living better, feeling stronger, and having the energy to do what matters most. Many people wait until problems arise before prioritizing health, but prevention is always easier than correction. The body keeps a record of every choice, even when it isn't obvious in the moment. Poor sleep doesn't just cause tiredness, it lowers focus and weakens the immune system. Unhealthy food doesn't just cause weight gain, it impacts mood, energy, and long-term organ function. A lack of exercise doesn't just reduce fitness, it increases stress and makes the body more prone to injury. Good health isn't about avoiding illness, it's about giving the body the best chance to function at its highest potential every day. Food is the most direct form of fuel for both the body and brain. What is eaten determines energy levels, focus, and overall physical strength. Processed foods, excess sugar, and empty calories might bring short-term satisfaction, but they lead to sluggishness and long-term health issues. Nutrient-rich foods, fresh ingredients, and balanced meals provide lasting energy, improve mood, and support every function of the body. Eating well isn't about strict diets or deprivation, it's about consistently choosing options that nourish rather than drain. Small changes, like replacing one unhealthy meal with a better alternative or reducing sugar intake, can create a big difference over time. Movement is essential, not just for fitness, but for overall well-being. Exercise isn't just about losing weight or building muscle. It improves brain function, reduces stress, and increases energy levels. A sedentary lifestyle leads to stiffness, weakness, and chronic fatigue, while an active lifestyle keeps the body strong, flexible, and resilient. Even small habits, like walking more, stretching regularly, or finding a physical activity that's enjoyable, can have a lasting impact. Staying active isn't about punishing workouts or unrealistic goals. It's about making movement a natural and regular part of life. Rest is just as important as activity. Sleep affects every system in the body, from memory and decision-making to metabolism and immune function. Poor sleep leads to irritability, slower thinking, and higher stress levels. Quality sleep restores energy, repairs the body, and improves mental clarity. Many people sacrifice sleep for productivity, but lack of rest makes everything harder: work, relationships, and even basic daily tasks. Prioritizing good sleep hygiene, such as maintaining a consistent bedtime, reducing screen time before bed, and creating a relaxing nighttime routine, can transform both physical and mental health. Stress management is a crucial part of making smart health choices. Life is full of challenges, and avoiding stress completely is impossible. However, how stress is handled determines its impact. Ignoring stress leads to burnout, while learning to manage it builds resilience. Deep breathing, mindfulness, regular breaks, and meaningful social connections all help reduce stress and keep the mind clear. Taking time to relax and recharge isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for long-term well-being. When stress is controlled, decisions are clearer, emotions are more balanced, and overall health improves. Smart health choices don't happen overnight. They are built through small, consistent actions that become habits. Choosing water over soda, going for a short walk instead of sitting all day, sleeping an extra hour instead of scrolling through a phone, these decisions add up. Health isn't about perfection, but about making better choices more often than not. Long-term success comes from understanding that every action matters, and that even the smallest step in the right direction is progress. The goal isn't just to live longer, but to live with more energy, clarity, and strength every single day. Chapter 10. How to fix a bad decision fast. Mistakes happen. No matter how careful a person is, wrong choices are inevitable. Some decisions look good in the moment, but turn out to be missteps later. Others are made impulsively, leading to regret. The reality is that no one is perfect, and failure is part of life. What matters most is not avoiding mistakes entirely, but knowing how to fix them quickly and effectively. The ability to course correct is what separates people who get stuck from those who continue moving forward. A bad decision isn't the end of progress, it's a lesson, a pivot point, and an opportunity to make things right. Recognizing a mistake is the first step. Many people refuse to admit when they've gone down the wrong path. Pride, fear, and denial keep them from seeing the truth. But the longer a bad decision is ignored, the harder it becomes to fix. Acknowledging an error isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of intelligence and self-awareness. The sooner a mistake is recognized, the more options there are for correcting it. The past can't be changed, but the future is shaped by the next move. Once a mistake is clear, the next step is taking responsibility. Blaming circumstances, other people, or bad luck might feel easier, but it doesn't solve anything. Taking ownership of a decision gives control over the solution. Instead of wasting time making excuses, energy is better spent figuring out what to do next. Every mistake holds valuable lessons. What went wrong? What signs were ignored? What could have been done differently? Answering these questions not only helps fix the current problem, but also prevents similar mistakes in the future. Fixing a bad decision requires action. Sometimes the solution is simple: an apology, a change in routine, or a shift in mindset. Other times, it requires a major adjustment, like leaving a toxic job, ending an unhealthy relationship, or starting fresh in a new environment. No matter how big or small, the key is to act quickly and decisively. Procrastination only makes things worse. The longer a bad decision is left unresolved, the deeper the consequences become. A problem that seems manageable today can grow into something overwhelming if ignored. Fear often holds people back from making corrections. There's a belief that changing direction means admitting failure. In reality, the real failure is staying stuck in a situation that isn't working. Success isn't about never making mistakes. It's about learning, adapting, and improving. Some of the most successful people in history made huge mistakes, but they didn't let those mistakes define them. They adjusted, made smarter choices, and moved forward stronger than before. Not every mistake can be fully reversed, but every mistake can be used to create something better. Even when a situation feels too far gone, there are always steps that can be taken to improve it. A financial loss can lead to smarter money management. A failed project can teach valuable skills. A wrong career move can lead to a clearer understanding of what truly matters. Every setback carries an opportunity to grow. The key is to shift focus from regret to action. Forgiveness, both for oneself and for others, is an important part of moving forward. Holding on to guilt or resentment only creates mental barriers. Mistakes are part of being human. The goal isn't to be perfect, but to be wiser with each experience. Fixing a bad decision isn't just about undoing damage, it's about using the lesson to build a better future. The faster a mistake is accepted and addressed, the quicker new opportunities open up. The most successful people aren't those who never fail, but those who never let failure stop them from improving.